Simon Tov Reish, Beitza Shanol de Roshana Vadina Kiddush, Sif Aleph, Beitza Shanol de Biyantav Arishon, if a egg is laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, V'chein Masha Nitzod Bo, V'chein Masha Nitlash Bo, something which is trapped on the first day of Yontif, or something which was detached from a tree on the first day of Yontif, Aser B'Sheni, you're not allowed to use it on the second day. Mishnah Berurah explains, because even though by the other Yamim Tovim, we say that they are two separate Kedushos, that one day is separate from the other day, on Rosh Hashanah, the 2 days are one long Kedusha, and therefore, if something was Muksa on the first day, it remains Muksa on the second day. He spoke about this stuff already, this concept of that Rosh Hashanah is Yoma Arichta. So when it comes to the Yom Tov Sheni, the kulas that we have for Yom Tov Sheni, they don't apply to Rosh Hashanah. And that's why, even though we're more makel regarding the medicine and stuff like that on the second day of Yom Tov, we wouldn't be makel regarding the second day of Rosh Hashanah. And even though we say that they are one long day, that's only laying in the chumras. But laying in lakula, we wouldn't say that. And therefore, by the other Yamim Tovim, we know that you can't cook from one day to the other because they're two separate days. So you might think that in Rosh Hashanah, since they're one long day, you'd be allowed to cook from the first day to the second day. And we say, no, that's not the case. You can't cook from the first day of Rosh Hashanah to the second day of Rosh Hashanah because even though they're one long day, that's only lachumra, but not lakula. Siv Beis, B'kiddush L'el Sheni, Yobash, Beged Chadash, Omeniach, Pri Chadash, V'omer Shechiyam. In the second night, we either have a new fruit, or new clothing, and then you say the Shechiyanu. V'im Ein Matzui, Beged Chadash, O Pri Chadash, Im Kol Zayom Shechiyanu. If you don't have a new fruit or new clothing, you would still say the Shechiyanu, because the truth is that we really hold that the second night you are supposed to make a Shechiyanu, even though Kedusha Achasi, we still say that you, that Me'ikar Adin, you're supposed to say Shechiyanu on the second night, because Lamaisa, they are two separate days. But in order to remove ourselves from the Machlokas, since there is an opinion which says that you shouldn't say Shechiyanu, that's why we have the new fruit or the new clothing. But Avada, if you don't have the new fruit or new clothing, you would obviously still say the Shechiyanu. Why aren't we concerned then if you don't really need to say the Shechiyanu? If there's a tzad not to say the Shechiyanu, why aren't we concerned that maybe this is a hefsek in the middle of Kiddush? Because you make Kiddush, then you're saying a Shechiyanu which might not be needed, and then you're drinking the wine, so it's a discussion. All the poskim do give answers why it's okay. Maybe it's because it's not really Hesech Hadas, because you're still focused on the Kiddush. Maybe because it's really Tzorech HaKiddush. All different reasons why it's the case that it's not a problem. When are you supposed to eat this new fruit? When should you eat the new fruit? So it's machlokas whether the ideal time to eat the new fruit is right after Kiddush, before you go wash, you make the bracha on the fruit and you eat the fruit, because we want to limit the break between the Shechiyanu and the eating of the fruit. Or no, you can even eat the fruit as part of the meal. So it's a machlokas in the poskim how to act, and therefore one should follow whatever the minhag of their family is as to when the appropriate time is to eat this new fruit. Siv Gimel, Imchal Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, Om Shechiyanu B'Shofar B'Yom Sheni. If the first day falls out on Shabbos, you always say Shechiyanu on the second day, because you didn't say it the first day. The Rama says, Yesh Omrim La'omer Afilu Imchal Yom Rishon B'Chol, V'chein Minag Medinos Eilu. The minag is that we say it even on, if the first day was a regular day, we still say Shechiyanu on the second day. However, there is an opinion which says that you should still have new piece of clothing or something like that. So oftentimes the Baal Tokeo will wear a new suit on the second day of Yontif, just Lahotzi Atzmo Miplukta. Siman Tov Reish Aleph, Seder Yom Sheni Rosh Hashanah. B'Yom Sheni, Mispalim Kamo B'Yom Rishon. Davening is the same as the first day. V'Korim Mivelo Kim Nisaz Avraham Atzov Sidra. We read the Parsha of the Akedah. Umaftir Korik Kamo B'Esmo, the same Maftir. Umaftir B'Yir Meo Kom Arsham Matzachim B'Amidbar Ad Havin Yaker Li Ephraim. That's the Haftorah. Motzei Rosh Hashanah Mavdila Kamo B'Motzei Shabbos. We have the same Havdal that we have on Motzei Shabbos. Elashim Vachan Al B'Samim V'Ala'esh. There's no B'Samim or Ner, just Bor Pir Gafen and Hamavdil. Sif Beis Af Be'Eretz Yisrael Osam Rosh Hashanah Shnei Yamim. The only time that they have a 2-day Yontif in Eretz Yisrael is on Rosh Hashanah. And for a discussion of why, you see Maseches Beitzah.